The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you would like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit about the business.
So at Southern Climate Solutions, we offer permanent dehumidification solutions. We are moisture control experts. That's solely what we focus on is keeping your house dry, keeping that indoor environment clean. It's the way you prevent mold, right? So it's that healthy indoor air solutions to keep your family and your house safe. They're all permanent solutions. They're all independently ducted so that we can target, you know, your whole home and make sure that your indoor relative humidity stays at those healthy levels. And again, you know, it's a health thing, right? So we're keeping your structure safe. We're keeping your family safe from allergens, mold, you know, all those things you don't want to deal with when your indoor relative humidity is so high, especially in our climate where we deal with high humidity 12 months a year. Matter of fact, our highest humidity month, believe it or not, the average humidity in December is our highest humidity month.
Well, that's interesting. I would think it'd be maybe fall.
Interesting. Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, you know, the cooler weather's coming and, you know, and the humidity does go down. You know, right? But we get into rainy season and things like that. So our average humidity is quite high in the winter months. So all year round, I think we have an average relative humidity of about 78%. And 60% is that threshold for mold growth, right? So especially in the fall. The fall is when everybody opens their windows and doors, you know, and we want you to do that. Everybody wants to open their windows and doors and enjoy that, you know, fresh air. But with the understanding that you're always letting that humid air in your house, whether the doors and windows are open or not, you know, that humidity is seeking cool space inside your home. And then we deal with, you know, you start dealing with high indoor moisture contents, and that's where you get into issues of unhealthy conditions, potentially growing mold, and, you know, all those things people don't want to deal with.
What areas do you cover?
We are the greater Gulf Coast and then some. We do some commercial work outside of the greater Gulf Coast. Residential, we go from, Alabama, across the Gulf Coast all the way to Tallahassee. We do a lot of work down in 30A, Destin, Fort Walton, you know, and then go north, Pensacola, Cantonment, Molino, all over. So that greater Gulf Coast area where it is our target.
Okay, perfect. So how can people be sure that their home isn't growing mold from all the moisture that comes in?
Well, you know, one of the ways is, you know, you can sort of feel humidity in your home, right? So it's an uncomfortable feeling. Sometimes it's cold and clammy. You may have dripping vents. A lot of people experience dripping vents. That's excess condensation. So that's excess moisture in your home. If you see cupping wood floors, they're holding extra moisture. We have a lot of that here, a lot of it where people have these beautiful floors and they're cupped. And with our solutions, often when we pull that moisture out very slowly, we'll lay those floors, you know, back down. So don't change floors, you know, find out really what's going on because you can change those floors and they're going to cup again as soon as they collect that moisture. One of the things that we always recommend is picking up a hygrometer. Everyone should have one in this area. You can pick them up at a box store. It's a little little monitor that measures the indoor humidity in your house, right? And again, the ideal, what we strive for is 50%. 50% is your healthiest indoor air. And, you know, 40 to 50% is great. When you get to 60% and you consistently stay at 60% and over, that's when you really want to address your issue before, you know, you start getting mold growth, fungi growing. And that stuff, it grows on anything organic. And some of it's clear. It's not always a black mold. So it will grow on curtains, on bedding, on furniture. And yet, you know, it's so hazardous, you know, it's just something you want to avoid. So controlling that humidity with a permanent solution is important. But can't stress enough, pick up a hygrometer. Everybody monitors their temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You should, in a very humid climate, we're a subtropical climate, you should understand the indoor relative humidity in your home. You should always be monitoring it and make sure that you aren't consistently over, you know, that 60% threshold.
Yeah, so at 60%, it sounds like there's a potential for issues to crop up in the home. I would imagine it's also going to be affecting energy costs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so there's an energy efficiency, you know, to gain from this. When what happens is when it becomes uncomfortable in your home and it's related to moisture, what you tend to do is turn that thermostat down, you know. Oh, it's, you know, I'm uncomfortable. So, you know, and then you'll feel that it gets cold and clammy.
Mm-hmm.
And what we strive for is cool and comfortable. So, you know, for example, my AC on my house in the summer is usually on 75, 76 degrees, and it is cool. It's comfortable. It's not cold, but that's because we've pulled the moisture out of the house. Now, the Department of Energy says for every degree you can turn your thermostat up, you can save between 2.5 and, you know, 5% in energy costs.
Mm.
So, you know, there's an ROI on this stuff. And, you know, honestly, it's about comfort too. You can't really use your AC to get that comfort feeling and remove all that moisture. We just have too much of it here. So when we install commercial dehumidifiers that are taking care of that moisture, and they don't draw a lot, right? So you aren't using your AC as much. So your HVAC maintenance is less. You aren't like pushing that AC, pushing it. You're relying on the moisture control to bring your indoor environment into a comfortable state and healthy.
So we do have a question for you on the text line. By the way, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. When working on a design of a new home alongside the coastline, can you do things to help customers plan ahead so the house is designed for good humidity control?
Yeah, we deal with a lot of folks that, you know, as they're building or, you know, in the process of building on how to, where to lay out and how to lay out, right? Because dehumidification systems, the ones we do, are independently ducted. You know, again, we'll duct to strategic locations to make sure that indoor environment, right, is taken care of. So we've dealt with a lot of folks and dealt with their architects about where to have room. I mean, sometimes there's space challenges. These things aren't like massive, but they're big,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you have an attic space or, you know, wherever it may be, we'll work with those folks, look at the plans, and then work in the design of our systems to make sure that they're easily accessible. That you have electrical already in place because, you know, we do require electrical. Obviously, they're, you know, considered an appliance.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a space to get to conveniently, you know, access them, that you aren't, you know, crawling around, you know, your attic way back in a corner. And again, you know, the ducting, right? So being centrally located to how your home is built is important. And that's for a house, I'm assuming they say coastal, assuming it's up on pilings, which would be an interior installation versus mm-hmm. a crawl space encapsulation and a crawl space installation.
Sure. You touched on new homes. How about existing homes?
Yeah, existing homes. So we have solutions for every kind of home,
mm-hmm.
whether it's new or old or a crawl space, a condo, a townhome, or just a home on a slab, but they are different applications. So, you know, when it's existing, obviously we work with what we have. It's very rare that we run into something that we can't address. I mean, sometimes crawl spaces, you know, you get into a crawl that's 6 inches high. Not only can most people not fit in that, but the machine doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's not often. We work in some pretty tight spaces. You know, our guys are, I'm talking fearless, you know, when you're going to a crawl that's, you know, 14 inches high and you're working, you know, there all day long, and crawls can be a scary place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snakes like them.
Oh.
Mold likes, you know, crawl mm-hmm. spaces. So,
I'd,
you know,
more scared of the snake.
Yeah. It can be a long day in that crawl, but for any existing home or any new home, we have solutions. And, you know, you brought up new homes. humidity doesn't discriminate, right? People think, oh, it's a new home. We've dealt with so many homeowners that are in the process of building their home. And then by the time that it's done or it's close to done, they haven't been able to get a CO because of mold, right? Mm-hmm. So you figure they're building, the house is completely opened up, the drywall already has mold on it. And that can be a real problem. I mean, we had some, you know, real heartbreakers that they've had to go around, tear some stuff out, you know, put some dehue in, get that indoor environment under control, and then, you know, get their CO. But, you know, a lot of people just don't understand it, mm-hmm. right? They just, they think, oh, it's an old house. An old house smells musty,
yeah.
right? They just have no, they don't smell musty. Musty odor is a fungi, right? It's an active spore. Mm-hmm. And that's what that smell is. So, you know, talk about the signs, right? Sometimes it's not what you see, it's what you smell. Mm. But those active mold spores give off that smell. And again, that's the underlying issue for everything is moisture,
yeah.
you know, in these cases, right? So when you're dealing with mold, you can have it remediated. And sometimes you should if it's, you know, really, really bad. But if you don't deal with that underlying issue, which is moisture, I mean, mold can start to grow back in 72 hours. That's how quick it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that permanent solution, you know, is in place when you're looking at high moisture contents inside your home.
Yeah. You've touched on preventing mold in your home. Talk to me about some of the other benefits that come with your solutions.
Yeah. So obviously, mold, we talk about mold's never good. Moisture isn't good. So when you're talking about moisture, for example, in your crawl space, there are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of your wood. And you're looking at then wood rot and, you know, potential structural issues. So you really, crawl space folks, you really want to jump in that crawl, take a look. A lot of times it's just saturated, you know, just saturated with moisture dripping. If there's existing mold growth, right? And, you know, you can't freak out because it's our environment. You know, everybody deals with it here. It's, you know, it's about finding that solution, you know, for it. Some of the other hazards is mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis, you know. So if you have, you know, often allergies and chronic things like that, skin conditions, sinusitis, I mean, it can get worse than that, but these are sort of chronic. That popped up a lot for us. We saw that a lot more, got a lot more calls about it during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't in the office.
Mm-hmm.
They were working from home. And now people obviously sometimes continue to work from home. But they're, you know, as soon as they were spending extended periods of time and not gone all day and then just back at night and back in the office, you know, they started experiencing these health, you know, issues. And at times it came back to the moisture in their house and the fact that it was an unhealthy environment. You know, when you start having, you know, maybe skin reactions or, you know, breathing allergies, especially even kids with very, you know, developing immune systems or older folks with compromised or people just in general with compromised immune systems. That excess moisture that's, you know, leading to all these hazards, these mold and unhealthy indoor air quality, it's just not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I was actually reading through your website and one of the people that you've worked with commented that they were getting ready to do a big flooring replacement because
yeah.
there was so much moisture in their home and they ended up having some plumbers out there. They were looking for leaks. They couldn't identify the issue. Yeah. Somehow they got connected with you mm-hmm. and they said, thank goodness. Otherwise we would have spent a whole bunch of money that we didn't need to all because yeah. the issue came back to moisture.
Yeah. We always, we try and, you know, catch people. A lot of people are looking at it as they're doing a big remodel or, you know, or something happens, right? They have a floor issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, you know, a lot of our, you know, relationships out there. We have good relationships with flooring companies because, you know, it's not the floor, you know, and people think, oh, it's, you know, bad floor, bad. It's not, you know, it's the moisture. So we've saved a lot of people. And then there's folks that we sort of catch after the fact and they've already replaced them. And it's sort of, you know, sometimes a heartbreaker, sometimes they wanted to replace them. But we've had so much success with laying floors back down. And I remember distinctly we worked with a couple down in Lillian, and they had teak floors. And teak floors are very, very hard, and they have, you know, a high memory, you know, and they were starting to cup all over the house, and you could just walk in and see a wave. And it become hazardous, right? We deal with folks that it's so bad that they're tripping hazards, you know, with the cupping floors.
Yeah.
And it took a little bit of time, but we actually laid those floors back down flat. It took about 8 weeks. And they were, and people are just thrilled and sort of amazed by it, you know. And we have to be careful, right? It's where 20 years of experience pays off, right? Because you just can't put that thing in and crank it down. You've got to do it slowly. And you've got to work with it when you have hardwood floors and you're dealing with hardwood floors. So we really work with our customers closely and monitor it. They send us pictures of their monitor every day. And, you know, so that, and we say, that's great right there, you know, is where you want to be. And then we come and adjust the machine. But whether it's wood floors or plaster, molding, right? Anything can be affected. So you can get that expansion and contraction, right? So we try and be as cautious as we can, not to take things the other way and just do it the right way to make sure that everybody's happy in the end. So not only do you have that healthy indoor environment, but your floors have laid back down, your walls look good. It's a science, right? It's an art, right? And it takes good experience, and it takes you being out there and being really involved, you know, with your customers and, you know, getting them to communicate and send those readings back and forth so that we're always monitoring. And my husband, Mike, who does all the evals and, you know, deals mostly on the customer side, you know, he's so good with it. You know, it's busy. He's so good with it. But it's, you know, it's about wanting to be, you know, the best, you know, and give that, yeah, that customer experience that people deserve to have.
Absolutely. Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions about your home. So talk to me a little bit about the whole home dehumidification process and the equipment that you use.
Yeah, so, you know, everything's really a whole home solution, whether it's an interior, you know, or a crawl space. So again, back to those different applications, the idea is, if you have a crawl space home, your issues start there. Humidity, I said in the beginning, it seeks cool space. If you ever go into your crawl, most people don't, but if you do, you know, in the dead of summer, you'll notice it's 20 degrees cooler in your crawl. It's just cool down there. So humidity by nature seeks cool space. So it wants to get in your crawl. The issues start there. You start building up that moisture. You start growing mold. Then when the AC is engaged, right, it creates a wicking effect. And it pulls that air from your crawl up through your floors. That's why your floors are cupping, and into your home. So they say that around 80% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl, comes from outside.
Oh, wow.
So imagine that, you know, that environment in your crawl with mold and moisture, and then creating that wicking effect when your AC engages and that air coming into your house. You know, and that's where you get into those unhealthy conditions, or in any home where you have a high moisture content and you have that potential to grow fungi, have those musty odors, where you see those dripping vents. That is, you know, what we tackle. So whole home solutions, whether it's crawl space or in the attic. One thing that we differentiate ourselves on is that ours are independent systems. We do not tie into your AC. We run our own ducting to, again, target those spaces. How we feel and through our experience has been the better way to do it. It gives us enough power, right? It's about air circulation. Right. So when you're using your own ducting system and your own CFMs, you're making sure you're pushing that air, moving that air, pulling it through the machine, eliminating the moisture, and putting healthy air back into your home.
Okay. It looks like your business also offers some maintenance plans. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with any appliance, I'll say any appliance, any machine you want to put in, you know, you need to maintain it. We have the best warranty in the market. It's a full 5-year warranty on our encapsulations. With our crawl spaces, we offer a lifetime warranty on our vapor barriers. But the machines do have to be looked at. So every 6 months we come out at very low cost. It's opt-in. 99% of our customers opt in because it's just worth it. If your machine goes down and it's under warranty, you get it replaced. You don't have to pay for a new machine. But we go out. The guys, excuse me, they look at the machines. They, you know, change the filters. They clean the coils, throw the algae tabs, clean the condensate lines out, and just check out, right, the overall health of the machine. I mean, there's oftentimes when we're out there that there will be a machine starting to ice up or, you know, go down. And so we're, you know, ahead of it so that you aren't without it. But we do that twice a year. Again, very low cost. It's definitely worth it due to the idea of, you know, not having to pay for a new machine. They do have a life. We have machines that are out there, you know, that just, you know, might be a problem machine that have to be replaced. We have machines out there 10 years, you know. But if they're under warranty, then they're fully covered, and then your new warranty starts completely over another 5 years.
You do have some really interesting technology. So talk to me a little bit about the air disinfection technology.
Yeah, so, and that's a commercial product, not a residential. Okay. But we do have UV rings for inside the ducting for large commercial spaces that we developed and brought in as a combined solution, right? So dehumidification and then pathogen mitigation. And it's a ducting solution.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So you work on residential, you work on commercial.
Yeah.
Anybody else that you work with?
We do quite a bit. I mean, we're predominantly residential, but we do work quite a bit commercial. We do a lot of work with the city of Pensacola, going out and have some convenience stores and chains, which are, you know, Tori, you talk about condensation, right? And we're getting into the season now, right? As we go into the winter months, this is where if you're out at the beach or you're in your home, you have big windows, right? Glass doors. If you have an indoor humidity problem, you'll see that you have no view anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Your doors are completely, windows are condensated inside, right? Mm-hmm. That water's on the inside. That's excess moisture in your house. That's when we started getting the calls about, you know, January or so, they'll say it's raining in my house. You know, and so that's, it might not be a summer thing. So in the summer, like, oh, it got fixed, you know. No, it's just a seasonal thing. And you think of an iced tea glass, right? And that condensating on the outside of the glass, but it only happens at certain times of year, right?
Yeah.
So same thing. So in the fall, start to look out, the winter, start to look out for those, that condensation on the inside of your windows. Deal a lot with Portofino and, you know, residents over there where, you know, or anywhere, you know, where you have these beautiful views and you can't quite, you know, you can't quite see through your windows, and, you know, you'll enjoy your home being comfortable and dry and getting your views back.
We have about a minute left, but you had mentioned earlier about homeowners having their doors open, their windows open. Obviously, that might invite moisture. Are there any sort of DIY things that you can offer homeowners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, keep your fans on, right? It's about air circulation. So enjoy the weather. Open your doors and windows. Keep your fans on. Keep your doors, your interior doors open so that air is circulating, you know, throughout your house. It's not that we would say don't open your doors and windows, because it's about recovery, right? You can allow that air to come in. You can enjoy, right, the fall air and the coolness. And when you close the house up at night, right, it's about recovery. So you want those systems to kick in and recover. But check us out on southernclimatesolutions.com, 850-319-7489.
All right, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.